So if the Lord, if there's only one Savior, and that's the Lord, and Jesus is going around saving folks, who does that make Jesus? The Lord. God incarnate, God in human flesh, the Word of God become flesh. Literally, God with us. And by the way, as we saw, the name Emmanuel means God with us. That's how come they could call him Jesus and it would still fulfill the prophecy that she would call him Emmanuel. Because in essence, by giving him the name Jesus, she was saying, God is now with us. The Lord who saves is now lying in the manger. The Lord who created heaven and earth. The Lord who created the angels. The Lord for whom and through whom are all things is now this tiny bundle, flesh and blood, nursing at his mother's breast. Wow. That's why I love that song, Mary, Did You Know? Then when you kiss your little son, you kiss the face of God. Man. Praise God. And so when we look at this passage, when we see that his name shall be called Jesus because he'll save his people from their sins, one of the main points of this passage is that Jesus saves. Jesus saves. Say that with me. Jesus saves. Now I know that that phrase has been used and overused and overused to death. I know that all kinds of ridiculous jokes have been made about that phrase, Jesus saves. You see him in the suit of a hockey goalie, you know, in front of a net saying, Jesus saves. You see him, you know, he's used to say that he invests in a certain bank or that he's, you know, always backs up everything to his hard drive, on and on and on, ad nauseum. But the truth is that Jesus really does save. He really saves. He really transforms lives and changes hearts. He really changes destiny for people. He saves powerfully. He saves beautifully. He saves gloriously. Jesus saves wondrously. It is a beautiful thing. And a precious, holy thing that Jesus saves. In fact, the Bible says that he is able to save to the uttermost those who come to God through him. What a Savior Jesus is. He's not just some teacher, some philosopher. Man, he is the Savior of the world and of John D'Souza and of Mark Slater and of Jenny Reedy. And fill in the blank. I was talking to Tim Creasy the other day and heard a beautiful testimony of how Jesus saved Tim. Oh, thank God that he did. Thank God that he did. Man. But what do we really mean when we say that Jesus saves? I mean it's a simple phrase. We kind of throw it around. We say it almost thoughtlessly, but what do we mean? When we say that Jesus saves, what does he do? I mean, is he in fact a hockey goalie? Does he carry around a hockey stick? And, you know, I don't know, Evan, you ever seen him on any? No, I've never seen him on TV or anything like that. Does he say, does he in fact, you know, back up all his data on a hard drive or on a, you know, a portable, like, you know, disk or something like that? Does he, in fact, invest in various banks and savings and loans and stocks and bonds? What do we mean when we say that Jesus saves? What does he actually do? I mean, you guys are full of questions today. I don't know. Let's talk about it. This is what we mean. The word save or saved or saves in the original Greek language that the New Testament was written in, guys, man, you got to behave yourselves. The word saved in the Greek literally is the word sozo. Everybody say sozo. Sozo, okay. Not to be confused with the guy behind the curtain, the guy on the screen, who is? You guys are old, man. I watched him on YouTube too, man. He is a scary dude. I don't remember him looking that scary when I was a kid. But let me tell you something. I'm amazed they even let him around those kids when I see that guy. Stephen King should have used him back in the day. Yeah, I think he did, as a matter of fact. Okay, Sozo, not to be confused with, or John D. Sozo, yeah, right. Or the little drink, you know, with the energy drink with the lizard on it or something like that. Sozo is the Greek word for saved. And when we look at the way this word is used in the New Testament, especially in connection with Jesus, when we look at the word sozo, we actually find that Jesus literally saves in a number of amazing, beautiful ways. And we're going to unpack that for a few moments here. We're going to look at just how Jesus saves and what he actually does when he does that.